If you knew what your true yes was and what your true no was in all areas of your life, would you be able to choose faster and easier? What futures would those choices create? Everyone is capable of connecting to their bodies in a way to have more exuberant and joyful living now and in the future. Now, here is your host of Choosing a Different Future with Ceres.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo. And yes, you're here for Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. Today's topic is coming out as a healer. And it's actually a continuation of our coming out episode that we did on January 6th. But you don't need to have listened to that one to benefit from this one. No worries. You can always go back and check that one out if you haven't already done so. And so in case you're new to our show is all about getting more resources and questions and tips and connections so that you can choose to create a different future than has been projected and expected of you. And it's fascinating for me as I keep doing these different episodes, as I get feedback from y'all, all the different creative and nuanced and diverse ways in which we've had messages being projected and expected of us that we've either picked up on and actually acknowledged or not. And now we're starting to uncover them more and more. And there's always new ones to uncover. It's so interesting. So thank you for your feedback. And we'll definitely get to your questions and comments in a little bit. The other aspect of our show is we have guests every couple of weeks, and we have some wonderful guests coming up, including my mom, Zulma Verdejo Carrion, for another Limitless Azúcar episode. We're going to be talking about raising children with unique needs. And we have Megan Walrod that's going to be talking about ditching yourself and really saying bye-bye to codependence. And so we're really excited about those guests, and they're coming up in just a little while. One of the things that I really love and that we're going to be getting into today is I'm going to get to talk about how I actually use my gifts as a healer in these more traditional evidence-based, research-based practices as being a speech-language pathologist and family and child coach. For the longest time, I kept them very separate. I felt like I needed to keep them separate. And I'll talk about that as well, because I think that I'm not the only one that feels like this weird woo-woo energies, awareness type of creation universe stuff is over here. And then this very professional master's degrees working with different settings and with other professionals has to be over there. They can actually be melded a lot easier. And that's one of the things that was part of my coming out story as a healer. I'm also a body and relationship coach. And what that entails is me awakening these energies in my body and connecting with your bodies right now. So we're also going to play with some of these energies that I have in my repertoire and see if you can perceive them today so that you can play around with these and see if some of them might contribute to your life and your body. In case you wanted to connect with us and connect with my team and myself, I'd love to meet you in person. I'd love to connect with you online. We have some upcoming events for you to know about. We're going to have some more living and dying body process tasters. So those are to be decided, to be announced as to when they're coming, but they'll be coming in the coming months. At least one or two I'm getting between now and our awakening class. It's going to be on Saturday, June 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern North America time. And that's a certification class where people get to learn the living and dying body process that we're going to talk about and play with a little bit today. And we also have the Expansive Energies group. This month's theme in our self-pair group is all about seducing yourself out of limitation. And we've already had one beautiful group session. You can get the replay for that one. And then join us today, this evening, for our next session, or get the replay for that one, and then receive all of those yummy energies of seduction and flirtation and laughter so that you can use all of that to get out of anywhere that you're choosing some self-imposed limitation. On top of that, we have this upcoming Monday, March 27th, we have our next Being a Different Possibility for Families complimentary monthly calls. This month's theme is organization clearing and making space for the new, kind of a play on that spring cleaning idea. And then April, we have a call April 24th on planting seeds for communication success. Come and bring any questions you have about communication on that one. We're going to be addressing a lot of the questions that have already been sent to me and that are often asked of me over the years, and we'll go from wherever we go. And then, of course, if you're on live, we'll address your questions, but you can always send in questions to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And May 22nd, we have our Being a Different Possibility call, and the theme is thriving with your family and looking at, are you actually living or dying with your family? And it's a bit uncomfortable of a topic, but there's often times where I get messages where actually not a week passes where I don't get a message of someone being like, how do I actually feel like me and have a sense of joy and hope? And like, I get to do the things that I really enjoy while I'm raising these kids or while I'm trying to create a healthy relationship with my partner. I don't want to put myself and what I enjoy to the side while I'm doing this. So I'd like to have my true living, right? I'd like for you to have that as well. So those are the themes for our Being a Different Possibility monthly calls. And these are all calls that address a different topic each month. And if you have an idea on a topic you'd like from June onward, we definitely use your input and your suggestions to come up with these themes. So thank you for that. Thank you for all of you who have been a part of creating our current schedule. And some comments from previous episodes. So we had was that last week? It was last week. Gosh, feels like weeks ago. Last week we had fun with many tongues, conscious cultural competence. And a comment was sent in. I'm going to read it right now. It says, I never thought to ask myself what I wanted to get from learning a new language before. And that question was such a simple trick, and it totally helped me reframe what I was doing as I practiced my Spanish. It helped me prioritize certain vocabulary and phrases over others. Thank you. Ah, thank you y buena suerte. Yes, estás hablando español y practicando español. ¡Wepa! Yes, have fun practicing Spanish. And I'm so glad that the questions in that episode helped you out. Another comment sent in about fun with many tongues. Siris, I had no idea you had worked with people from so many different backgrounds before. More than 40 languages in one school. What? So cool. It also hit me how hard it must be for the kids that aren't in a supportive environment like the school you worked in to adjust to the United States. We need more teachers and therapists who know how to work with people from diverse backgrounds like you. We are only going to get more and more diverse here. I agree. I agree. That's part of why it's one of my personal missions to make sure that people are aware of these considerations and factors and for them to educate themselves on this so that we can all connect more without the separation, the judgment, the bias, the prejudice. So thank you for that. And a comment was sent in from, oh, the episode When You Desire More from Your Relationships. That was a couple weeks ago. The comment is, thank you for this episode, Cedis. I've been making myself wrong for wanting more from my husband, thinking that if I really loved him, I wouldn't need anything more. I should be grateful. I should accept him for who he is. After listening to your episode, I realized that my desires are valid and it doesn't mean I love him any less. I just need to find the words to express my desires to him better so I can honor myself and him. We'll be reaching out for support. Thank you so much. Awesome. I look forward to chatting with you. And yes, your desires are valid. And oftentimes it's a communication issue. It's not a, oh, you're wrong for wanting this thing or this other person even. I've had talked to people about, oh, I shouldn't be attracted to other people either if I really loved my partner. No, your attraction, you being a sexual being doesn't get shut off. It actually contributes to your relationship if you have tools of how to do that. And if you're open to communicating with your body and with your partner in a different way, if there's a space of trust and of nurturing there for you to have those conversations. So thank you for the comments, everyone. Feel free to keep them flowing. You can send comments and questions to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. And today's episode is about coming out as a healer. I'm going to read the description for us. So coming out can take many forms. and serve many purposes, from bumping steps and awkward stop starts to annoying questions and avoidance of the pokes and prods of others. It can be empowering, challenging, and more. It's important to look at where you are hiding, where you are showing up totally as yourself, and where modulation and nuance will create more as you respect yourself, meet people where they are at, and avoid the pitfalls of frustration, resentment, anger, and shame. So this is a continuation of our first coming out episode, like I mentioned, on January 6th. And if you go to the page of this episode, there's a link that will connect you directly to that episode, or you can just search under our episodes, the coming out, and both of these episodes will show up. And you might also want to explore the Academy for the Seen and Unseen. That's also where we talk about a lot of different energies, and it's a very inclusive community and space where you can explore different groups and different self-paced classes that will empower you to have more of these gifts as a healer, as someone who is sensitive and aware of different energies, thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And so for me, I've seen people through their coming out as a healer journey for many years now, from people who are exploring their gifts, from their playing with them, from their using them to create lives that and businesses. And for me, I really would like to guide us today to show up even more as ourselves, build up our pride and our confidence, and to know that we're not alone in this different, weird, quirky journey that can be so awesome, so that we can have more self-respect and that we can pave the way for the journey, the futures that we'd really like to have that include more of us in it. Because if we have these gifts as healers and we're not using them, we're actually not including us in our entirety, the us in the equation of our lives. And so then we're creating lives for who? Who are we creating lives for if we're not actually including all of us? And, you know, on a personal note, and there's going to be a lot of personal notes in this episode, I will fully admit that. I actually had a conversation with my boyfriend, Justin. And Justin, hi, honey, if you're listening. I hear him through the walls in my room right now. I had a conversation with him, I think it was about 6 months into us dating. And I always knew that he did energy work and he'd run energies on me before. And he's very aware and he's very intuitive and perceptive. And it's one of many reasons I love him. And I recognize that him, when he's doing his art, is healing for him. And given that both of my parents are artists, I have so many close friends that are artists, I knew about this art healing connection a bit, and yet I hadn't really been with someone that was an artist the way he's an artist. And so we had some little like creative time next to each other about 6 months into us dating. And I was writing and he was doodling and drawing and things like that. And his whole energy, his whole vibration changed. It was like I was next to somebody completely different. And he acknowledged that he hadn't been doing art as much as he used to, that he'd like to do it on a more regular basis, that this is something that has been a source of joy for a really long time. And that part of why he had stopped doing it as frequently is he, after a big awakening that he had in his energetic gifts, in his awareness of the world and of his capacities, his relationship to his art and his skill set changed. And he felt like he lost a lot of what he could do before. And he was comparing himself to how he used to do art before. Who else can relate to that? Where a change in your life, you know, someone passing, a job change, a move, a breakup completely reframes and shifts, recalibrates even some of how you perceive yourself and the world and other people and how you connect. And so that was what he was going through. And so him comparing himself to how he was and how his art and his relationship with art showed up before was stopping him from receiving this gift that he was able to bestow on himself when he chose to do art, when he chose to be with those energies and flow with his creative capacities. And so I told him, I have no interest in marrying you and in dating you if you're not all of this, because then who am I really dating? Who would I really be marrying if you're not showing up as all of you? It almost is like I would be with a lie or an illusion, a, what is it called? Oh, what are they? Hologram, right? That's the word, hologram. And I was like, I would like to really know all of you, but for me to do that, you need to know all of you and you need to have all of you. Are you willing to do that? Because then let me know, I'm not sure we could do this. And he was like, oh shoot, you're right. That it would be a lie. I wouldn't really be all of myself and showing up completely in this relationship and in my life. And so he's been doing art more. He's been leaning in. He's creating a whole new business with art. I'm really excited to support him with that. And he continues to support me. But that's one of those things that I'd really like for all of y'all that are listening right now to have as well, is for you to have all of you, so that whoever you are creating relationships with, whoever you're connecting with, whoever you would like to invite in your life, they actually know you, and because you know you and you're bringing all of you to the table. So on that note, it's time for our first break, everyone. You are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, with myself, Cedis, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss coming out as a healer. We will be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Cedis, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Cedis is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Cedis. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Cedis through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com. Or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Hello, hello, hello. So, welcome back, everyone. I am Cedis Raquel Rivas Verdejo. I'm Choosing a Different Future with Cedis. And today, our show topic is coming out as a healer. Please make sure to connect with us in our live chat room on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com page. Or join us through the ICN, the Inspired Choices Network app. And you can find us on any platform for smart TVs or podcasts that you enjoy and love. And make sure to subscribe. And before we went on break, we were discussing how we can connect as healers to ourselves, how we can actually receive more of ourselves and include more of ourselves in the equation of our lives. And while we're creating relationships, businesses, lives, you name it, whatever you'd like to create. And so I'd like to make sure that we really know and start acknowledging where we are healers that maybe aren't what we've been told is what healers look like. I think that was one of my biggest blocks, is I was like, I couldn't possibly be a healer because I didn't study in the rainforest in the Amazon. I'm not a shaman in Peru. I didn't do these classes. I'm not a guru in India. And so I was having these certain images in mind of what a healer looked like. And it wasn't me. I didn't have anybody that talked about this stuff in my family until I started talking about these things in my family. And then I realized, wow, my family's full of healers, actually. And hi, family, for any of my family who's listening now or in the future. We have so many healers in my family, but it wasn't discussed. And so part of what I would really love is if we start acknowledging where our healing gifts show up, I wonder how many more people we could actually connect with, and that they would also know that they aren't alone, because we would realize that we are not alone. So you are not alone. You are not alone. If you're an educator, if you're empowering the children of the future, you're a healer. Because in order to do that, you need to look at where they're at. You need to meet them given whatever their interests are, how they learn, how they process information, how their body is that day. Are they having enough food? Did they have enough sleep? You're considering all these different things with their body and with their mental state to educate them and empower them with tools that they can use to learn more effectively, to grow, to pick a career in the future, perhaps. All these different things to build relationships. You are a healer. And so if you're an educator listening to this and you haven't acknowledged yourself as a healer, please do so. Even if it's a small thing like, wow, I am a healer today. And how else have I healed children? Have I healed young people? Have I healed adults that I haven't realized and I haven't acknowledged yet? And please acknowledge that. And so when I was working in the schools, I didn't recognize the power that my energy, as soon as I went into a classroom, what it was doing to that classroom. I was changing the whole vibration of that classroom. And it's not to put all this pressure on you, but it is to then acknowledge, wait, if I do have this power and I am changing the dynamics of this space as soon as I enter it, well, then how would I like that space to change? Would I like it to change for the greater? For something that's more expansive, that's more joyful? Or do I want to bring my stress from home? Do I want to bring that conversation that I just had with a colleague that was really annoying? Or do I want to be like, hey, oh my God, oh, you're learning, you just drew that cat on that paper. Oh my God. Wow. Ooh. I'm excited. I'm going to take a dip. Oh, going to take some sips of tea right now. Whoa, the kids are here. Hi, kids. Yeah. When I talk about my kiddos, I get really excited. So you're going to hear it in my voice as it shifts a little bit. But yeah, if what's the type of energy that you wanted to bring to those interactions when you're going into a meeting? If you recognize, as someone that is a business owner, you are a healer and you're going into a meeting, you're going into a chat right now. We could decide the dynamic of those meetings. We can decide if we are going to have a different possibility show up or not. Gosh, is it time for another break already? No way. Right? Like, wait. I'm checking the live chat and my producer sending me some messages here. Want to make sure that I'm not missing out. So yeah, no, it's okay. Yeah, I don't need a break even though I'm coughing. I appreciate it. I'm gonna power through. I have my water. I'm gonna use my healing capacities here, and it's already clearing. Can you guys hear it? Can you hear the difference? Thank you. Thank you for the offer. So when you're entering these different spaces, do you recognize the power of what your body is, your energy is contributing, is affecting people with? And so if that's the case, if you notice people comment and they say, hey, oh my gosh, we're so glad that you're here. As soon as you're here, everything gets better. Everything's easier. Everything's clear. You know what? Those acknowledgments are them acknowledging you as a healer. Listen. Are you willing to listen to those messages? Because a lot of times they are perceiving, these other people are perceiving something in you that maybe you haven't fully explored or embraced yet. That's after hearing that multiple times from people, and I, because I'm a little bit slow sometimes, I'm a little bit stubborn. It took, you know, tens of hundreds of times when people were going in, because I was going into classrooms in and out all day, picking up and dropping off kids, and going in and out of homes all day, picking up and playing with kids and talking with families and parents and teachers. And they would say, oh my gosh, thank you so much for being here. After your last session, this happened. Or when they came back, I noticed this in the child, or I noticed this in this young person. When you get this feedback, how much of that is you having shifted energies and cleared blocks and created something beyond whatever limitations were being projected and expected of that person, of that child, of that meeting in that space? That's what healers do. That's part of this, in a lot of ways, this show, no matter if we're talking about kids, relationships, bodies, health, you name it, business, it's a healing show. Because if we are embracing our healing gifts, we are absolutely choosing beyond projections and expectations. We are choosing beyond whatever other people have told us is possible. Or maybe have a little bit of that and then more beyond that and more beyond that and more beyond that. And so for many of us, we are healers in so many ways that are beyond definition, that doesn't look any certain way. And that's a beautiful thing. Though I'd like more and more healers to come out of hiding, so that when I talk about this stuff, people get, oh, all of these things are connected to healing. All of these things are connected to choosing more and creating something different in the world together. So another example. There's so many examples. Okay, so how many of you have been in a relationship and after you broke up with the person, they chose more, they showed up more, they finally went to school after they've been talking about going to school forever, back to school. Maybe they changed careers finally after you broke up. Maybe they got healthier, they lost weight, all of that. If that's you, guess what? You're a healer. You woke up something in their world. You shook them up. And maybe it took the breakup for them to be like, oh, shoot, let me actually look into this. Your choice to either you breaking up with them or to be broken up from that person, maybe they broke up with you, that whatever you created together in that relationship opened up a door for them to have something different. And they wouldn't necessarily have chosen that if they hadn't been in a relationship with you. That has been the case with almost all of my exes and with me after my relationships too. Then I was like, oh, wow, I know now what isn't going to work. Got it. And I also know a little bit more of what I'd like more of. And I'm going to lean into that. And I'm going to ask for that. And I'm willing to receive that. So healers are willing to receive more and get these messages and information so that they can be guided by those lessons, those messages, instead of being like, la, 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 la. Bye-bye. I'm going to ignore that. I didn't get that message. I didn't learn more. I didn't open a door with that relationship or with that interaction with that child. Or did you? Or did you? So these are so many different ways that our healing gifts can show up. And I really want us to look into this a little bit more. And after our next break, I'm going to talk about some of the different healing modalities and trainings that I've taken, some resources that you can have and you can explore at your leisure. And you can message me about any questions that you have, and also message me in the live audience, in the live chat room at any time as I'm mentioning some of these. And we're going to play with these energies together. So I'm going to activate these energies in my body so that you can start seeing if you perceive anything too. Okay, so I'm already opening the door to that. And then when we come back, we're going to continue to discuss coming out as a healer. So we'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, EmpoweringLightLanguage.com, or send an email to EmpoweringLightLanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Verdejo on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today's show topic is coming out as a healer. Before I forget, our show is sponsored by Activated Liquid Collagen from LifeVantage. Liquid collagen is a different, better collagen supplement. Get real results that you can see and feel. Check out the Activated Liquid Collagen and LifeVantage's other natural plant-based products to address anti-aging, gut health, energy, and more by going to www.ceresrivas.lifevantage.com. And the liquid collagen, one of the things I love about it is it tastes kind of like apple juice. It's really yummy. So enjoy. So before we went on break, we were talking about some of the different ways that being a healer can show up that maybe you haven't acknowledged yet. And so it starts with you actually acknowledging yourself as a healer and all the different ways that it can look like, even if it doesn't look like some of the things that we've been told healers are supposed to look like. There are way more healers out in the world than they're actually acknowledging themselves to be. And I would love to go, healers unite, and then they come and we all go and have a party together. I'm sure there'll be some dancing. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there'll be some dancing. Oh my gosh. But the other thing too is I'm going to actually talk a little bit about some resources and for you to play around with some of these energies of being a healer, because part of when you actually acknowledge, oh, I'm a healer when I'm an educator, I'm a healer when I actually change someone's world and through my conversation with them, through our interactions, oh, I'm a healer when as I go into a meeting space or a business call, I have actually opened up the conversation so people have more clarity, or I'm connecting them to a resource or a person that would help them out. Healers support each other. They are connectors. They bring people to possibilities that they wouldn't otherwise know about. And so if you're one of those people that are often like, hey, have you checked this thing out? Have you seen this? You're probably a healer. And maybe you could acknowledge that a little bit. So the other thing is like, why come out as a healer? So we talked about all the different reasons to come out when we talked about in our January 6th coming out episode, coming out as gay or pansexual or trans, or all these, there's so many different things we talked about in that episode. And part of it is it's for you. It's an energy leak when you're not actually using your capacities as a healer for your benefit. And I don't know about y'all, but I would like more energy. I have things to do. I would like to be able to get up in the morning and I'm like, woo, let's do this. Instead of like, I guess I'll do this. So anything that'll give you more energy, why not choose it? Why not play around with it and see what it creates for you? And so a lot of people that come to me a little bit sluggish by the end of their sessions, they're feeling way more energetic. They're feeling happier. They're like clear on, wow, I got this. It builds up their confidence. And so that's one reason to come out as a healer. Another one is to inspire, to be an example to other people. And part of what I had to get over when I was really worried about people knowing that I'm a healer, that I do therapeutic energy work, that I do all of this woo-woo weird different stuff, is I was really worried that they would take my license away from me. As it sounds crazy now, but at the time, I was worried that they would say, hey, you can't be a speech language pathologist anymore. You can't work with kids anymore. Hey, you can't be a learning behavioral specialist and help kids with their academics. Hey, you can't be around kids at all. You can't be around families. The families aren't going to respect you as much. Your colleagues are going to think you're crazy. And part of what got me around that is if I hide the very kids that I work with and that I would like for them to recognize how they're healers, they won't have a model of someone that's out there happy, successful, making money, connecting with people, traveling the world, that is a healer like them, unless I am that energy and I talk about it around them. And so it took practice. It took being very uncomfortable and bringing it up in small ways first, like, oh, I went to this class, or, oh yeah, your body's saying this right now, isn't it? And they look at me like, yeah, my body is saying that. How do you know? Before I got more and more comfortable with people's possible judgments, people's prejudices, people's misinformation, their clumsy questions, their well-intentioned compliments that weren't quite on the mark, you know, all these different things, because that's the world that I would like to see. I would like to have these kids know that it's possible for them to shift what's stuck and what's heavy in their world, so that more people now and in the future can have that joyful sense. And so if we are not willing to be that and talk about it, wow, whew, it's what world is that going to create, you know? And is that the world that we'd like to create? So that's another reason. So let's get into, there's a couple other reasons that I'm going to talk about it as we're going to play with these energies, because I want to make sure we get some practice with some of these energies so that you can start perceiving them as well. So if I'm honest, I would say that my first conscious training and my first conscious awakening to my gifts with bodies and healing started with my practice of yoga. And I went to a residential high school. Some of you call them boarding schools. We do not call it a boarding school, but we lived on campus. We lived with our fellow classmates. It was the Illinois Math and Science Academy. And so from 10th grade through 12th grade, I was at this school in Aurora, Illinois. And big shout out to my IMSA alums and my IMSA classmates. And while I was there, between first semester and the second semester, we would have this week called intermission. And we get to choose different trips or a workshop or something like that. And one of the years, I think it was my first intermission, I chose to take a yoga retreat that week. And it was at the school. And I happened to be one of my classmates' moms who had been practicing yoga since she was like 3 or 5. Her dad was a guru in India. And she came to teach us about yoga, but not just the asanas, the postures, but all the different 7 aspects of yoga. There's the diet and the cleansing and the spiritual part and the philosophy. And we also got to practice the movements and how to connect with our bodies. And it unlocks something so beautiful that I'm still so grateful to. Like, yoga is still home to me. And it started when I was 15. And when you unlock this connection with your body, you recognize your body is your home. And it doesn't matter if you have an actual brick and mortar home, if you are living in your car, if you are in a certain city or in the country, if you have your body and you're with your body, like really present with it, you're home. And for a kiddo who had been moving every year to 2 years through most of my childhood, I really didn't feel like I had a stable sense of home And then yoga came along and I found home. And I'm so, so grateful for that. I'm so grateful I wish I remembered her name right now. I have to find her name. But that is a wonderful source. So movement is very healing. It's a great way to unlock the stuck points, the contraction, recognizing, oh, where is things tight in my body? Where are energies not flowing that could be? And then would I like them to flow, and actually incorporating that? So take a moment and just see where your body would naturally like for you to move, and move a little bit right now. Maybe it's your shoulders, your hips, wiggle your toes. It's surprising how much tension we'll hold without even recognizing it. And movement will let us know so that we have more of the flow and we have more of these energies within our bodies. And then I started having a lot of autoimmune issues in high school around that same time. And I had a lot of, at that time, I didn't know, undiagnosed allergies. And so I was sick all the time. I was getting sinus infections and bronchitis, and I would break out in hives and have to be iced down. It was miserable. It was horrible. I was so stressed out. And that was part of what I think unlocked it, was the stress that I was dealing with, all the pressure I was putting on myself to be perfect, to show up in a very particular way to my friends, to my classmates, to the world. And so as I was going into my 20s, I started to have it worse and worse. I went into college. I started navigating what I would want to do as a career. I picked speech and language therapy and speech and language pathology and got my bachelor's degree. And then around going into starting my master's degree. And after that, my mom connected me with a Reiki master. She was like, "You're in all this pain." I had multiple car accidents that created a lot of pain, in addition to my awareness of certain things in people's bodies would bring pain into my world, because I was picking up their pain and bringing it into my body. And I even said, "I feel like a container that's full of all these people's stuff, but I have no way of emptying it out. How can I empty it out? Please, please, find me a way to empty out this container." And I started taking Reiki classes. And the pain went away. And for those of you who've ever had pain, for those of you who are dealing with chronic pain now, you'll get this. Like, it's your normal. You don't even know who you'll be without that pain. It was so constant. It was constant, and it was also inconsistent. So it was constant that it would just come out of nowhere at any given moment, and I would have to deal with it. I would be on my knees screaming out in pain, from my back to my knees, to my hands, to my neck. It was horrible. And then I could gift myself Reiki. And it's this practice that's been around for thousands of years, where you lay your hands on yourself or on someone else, and you awaken these energies, and you get attunements to be able to run Reiki on yourself and these other people. And so I'm going to flow energy to any of you right now that are listening that would like some. And go ahead and soften any walls, any barriers to receiving this. And one of the things that I learned after becoming a Reiki master and teacher myself was I can also incorporate other things like crystals. I could do distance healing with Reiki. So you don't actually have to be in the same space as someone, but first you learn how to do it when the person is in the same physical space with you, when you have their actual body in front of you, and then you can start playing around with it without that. And then I met some shamans, and I met this wonderful man named Rodrigo Duque from Ecuador. And he was a shaman based off of the Lakota tradition. And he taught me animal medicine. He taught me how to awaken and play with elements of the earth, from fire and water and wind and all of these different things. And my capacities with the earth were awakened even more. And I recognized that a lot of the pain that when it would come up every once in a while now, or it would feel nausea, was actually my awareness of the earth and the earth trying to communicate with me. So if you have any aches right now, if you have any nausea, if there's anything in you right now that doesn't feel as light and spacious as you'd like it to be, go ahead and flow that energy out of your body, out your feet, into the earth. Thank you, earth. Thank you, earth. Here you go, earth. Hi, earth. Hello, honey. Now me and the earth are such good friends. We've always been having each other in each other's worlds. Ever since I was in third grade and I wanted to be like Captain Planet, we're the Planeteers. You could be one too, because saving our planet is the thing to do. Yeah. Does anyone else remember Captain Planet? Yeah. And yet now I talk with the earth all the time. And when there's something crunchy in my body, in my world, I can give that to the earth, and the earth uses that as fertilizer to create something different. It can be out of my body. So that was what I learned from yoga, from Reiki, and from shamanism. And it's time for our next break. And so, wow, you are listening to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, with myself, Ceres, on the Inspired Choices Network. And when we return, we will continue to discuss coming out as a healer. We'll be right back.
Most people haven't been taught how to listen and partner with their bodies in order to create lives that include clarity, pleasure, ease, and connection. Tuning in to Choosing a Different Future with Ceres, you'll receive tools, inspiration, and resources on how to use your awareness of bodies and energy to your advantage. Ceres is a family and child coach and therapeutic energy worker who will guide you to get clear and acknowledge what's brilliant, magical, and a gift about you. This is the Choosing a Different Future show with Ceres. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Connect with Ceres through her website, empoweringlightlanguage.com, or send an email to empoweringlightlanguage@gmail.com. Now, back to the program.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. So, hi, I'm Ceres Raquel Rivas Perdejo. And you're here on Choosing a Different Future with Ceres. And today our show topic is coming out as a healer. And before we went on break, we started to play around with the energies of yoga and Reiki and shamanism. There's these one tools for each of them that I'm showing to you. All of these different systems have thousands of tools within them and thousands of ways that it can show up. But this is just a bit of a taste. And so after shamanism, I started playing around with theta healing. And theta healing has been such a gift to me. I was introduced to it by a wonderful and amazing healer, Julie Sanford. She was in Illinois at the time, and she taught me classes on it. You can look up, go to thetahealing.com and find classes wherever you are in the world. It's global. And one of the ways that I really appreciated theta healing is it allowed me to learn about the different waves of thought and go into a theta state where you actually tap into your unconscious mind, where a lot of times you don't really have the words for something. And yet you can tap into your unconscious mind and go into different lives, different moments where you created something or you chose something that is still sticking you now, and then start to undo that. And then I also started to play around with access consciousness, and access consciousness is an amazing system of tools as well. I started with an Access Bars class. My mom introduced that to me. She's an Access Bars facilitator. You can ask her about it as well. She teaches classes periodically. And one of the tools with that is by touching the different points in your head, you can actually delete all these different considerations, thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you have about any area of your life, from money to communication to time, to creating and connecting, so many different things, and the quiet that it created. I still had all this mental chatter. I still was thinking about my to-do list and what I needed to go. I'm a busy person. I'm interacting with people all the time. And after getting an Access Bar session, I had this quiet that I hadn't had ever in my life. And I spent the whole first class laughing my butt off. And I was like, if this is the Access Bars, I'll have more of that, please. And it was just so healing. It was so, so, so healing. And over the different classes, I started becoming a certified Access Consciousness facilitator. I am no longer an Access Consciousness facilitator, but it led me to create the Living and Dying Body process, because as I was giving people theta healing sessions or shamanism sessions or tantra sessions, I forgot about tantra. We don't even get a chance to talk about tantra. I recognized that there were some other energies showing up that didn't really fit into any of those different modalities. And I was like, what is this? And so I spoke with my body and I spoke with the earth. And I recognized that there was this whole new personality showing up, and it was the Living and Dying Body process. And the Living and Dying Body process is all about being clear on your gifts and capacities with living and dying. Living being what you add, who you add, what places you add that create more. And dying being what you let go of and who you let go of and the spaces you let go of to create more. So you have more of you in your exuberant living your way. And so for a couple seconds now, I'm going to actually run some of the Living and Dying Body process. Hello, bodies. And I'm going to go ahead and see, do you perceive anything in your body, and where do you perceive it? And just notice, and are you willing to let all of that go that isn't serving you? Are you willing to let go of anything that's stuck, that any fears, any lies that you have locked in your body or in your reality, so you could have more of you? Yes, lovely, lovely, lovely. And so that's a little bit of the Living and Dying Body process, you see? So we're going to play with these energies and more, and we're going to talk next time on how to use sexual healing to create a great life. That's the topic for our next episode for next week. The description is, are you a sexual healer? Sexual healing. Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's make love tonight. Ooh, who knows that song? I'm dating myself. Okay. And what would it look like for you to use your sexual healing to your advantage more? People can use their innate gifts with bodies, energy, and healing to add energy, joy, clarity, and abilities to their repertoire. What would you like to add to your life? So in this next episode, I will provide questions, examples, and action steps on how empathetic, nurturing, and caring people can use energies and awareness to create great lives. And if you'd like, let me know. If you'd like, we can play around a little bit more about these different energies that we've been talking about today. And maybe we can play around with it and see which one of these, if any, or maybe another one that you already have in your body, could actually lead to you having an even greater life that is really yummy and pleasurable and nurturing. I wonder. So the other aspect I'd like to make sure that y'all know about is that I am accepting new clients right now. So reach out if you would like to have a session with me, either a private session of therapeutic energy work or a coaching session to get facilitation on how you can use your gifts as a healer, as someone who's sensitive to energies, to people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions, to your advantage even more, to create, I would hope, an even more extraordinary and phenomenal life. I would love that for each and every one of you in your unique way, because what it looks like for you is going to look completely different than anyone else on the planet. And how awesome is that? What would that look like? So I am super, super grateful for each and every one of you. I hope you enjoyed our discussion today. We are going to delve even more into all of these energies and how you can use this with kids, with businesses, with any aspect of your life in the coming episodes and moving forward. And make sure to check out and pre-register for our upcoming episodes so that you can be notified by email as to when they're coming up, okay? The other thing too, I have this book, Living Yoga, a great one. This is by Creating a Life of Practice by Christy Turlington. I'll include that in the replay emails for those of you that are on our email list. This is a great book that was a great resource to me. And 10 Keys to Total Freedom. I love this book by Gary M. Douglas and Dr. Dane here. So I'll include those links. Thank you so much, everyone, and have a great day, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are.
Thank you for listening to the Choosing a Different Future show. Series returns Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central, 8 a.m. Mountain, and 7 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, keep choosing what will work for you and your body, your own unique way honoring what will work for you.